Hey, Michelle?
Hello.
Hi. You know, we're on the air, but before the segment gets going here, I mean, you fired your boss. Is that true?
Not exactly. I took a stand about observations I made in the office and brought them to the board. And then what happened afterwards was just sort of an effect of the action I took.
All right. We all know the phrase, take this job and shove it, even in this job insecure environment. But is there another way to say upgrade your employment situation, say change the management? Some would say that putting all the blame for your misery on your boss is just not taking responsibility for your situation in the workplace. But others would say, I'll take responsibility once my boss is out of here. All right. It might sound like the stuff of Hollywood movies, but in fact, there are workers out there who have tried and have succeeded in getting a management change in their own workplace. Marie McIntyre is an Atlanta-based career coach and author of Secrets to Winning at Office Politics. She's worked with people who want to fire their bosses and has tips for those who want to follow in their footsteps. And, of course, Michelle has some practical experience. Welcome to both of you.
Hi, John.
And, Michelle, first of all, congratulations on your success. Has it improved everything in your workplace, taking that stand and then having events run their course?
To be honest and fair, I notified the board upon my leaving. So I already knew I was leaving, and I was only hoping to make the place a better place or to keep its doors open after I left. So I think that things have gotten a bit better, but I am not there every day to know that.
All right. Marie McIntyre, this is a little bit of a nuclear option, wouldn't you say? How do employees approach it, and how do you advise them?
Well, I'd say the way they approach it is absolutely very carefully, because probably, you know, if you decide to declare war on your boss, about 90% of the time you're going to lose.
Yeah.
So in my coaching practice, I mean, certainly most of the time I would advise clients not to take that option.
All right, we're going to go back to Michelle and get some practical sort of details from her story in just a moment. But Marie McIntyre, how do you sort out people who clearly just need coaching in their situation because they're putting all of their angst on their boss versus people who have a legitimate complaint and need to move through channels?
Well, if you find that your boss is doing something that's illegal or unethical, then you need to make a very careful and reasoned decision about whether you're willing to take the risk to bring that to the attention of the people who can do something about it. But most of the people who go, I'd really like to fire my boss, you know, are folks who are upset or angry or just unhappy about something with their boss, and they just want to go complain. So if you're considering firing your boss, there are really three questions you should ask yourself. And the first is, you know, is the boss causing problems for anybody else?
Right.
If you're the only person who's bothered about this situation, then, you know, you may need to take a long, hard look in the mirror and think about your patterns in your work history, and do you have a long history of not getting along with bosses? The second question is, if it is happening to other people besides yourself, you know, are the problems that you're concerned about hurting your organization? And the third question is, if it's bothering a lot of people and it is hurting the business, well, anybody who has the power to do something about it, give a flip. Because if nobody in upper management is going to care, for example, if your bad boss is simply acting out, you know, the values of top management.
Or if the name of the bad boss is actually the name of the company, that can be tough, right?
That can be impossible.
Yeah, right. There you go.
That is impossible.
Yeah.
People in family-owned businesses are a whole different situation.
All right, let's get some details from Michelle. Did you ask yourself those three questions at one point, Michelle?
Absolutely. And actually went around and polled the other employees and to see how they felt and what was going on. And it really had gotten to a serious point with how everyone felt emotionally. But that was only enough to have me quit. You know, I felt like it's an untenable situation. It's going on for a long time. I'll quit. It wasn't until there was a situation where we were just so deeply in financial risk and the board was not aware of it and was continuing to not be made aware of it, that I felt like, okay, well, I'm leaving, but this is important or else we'll close our doors.
All right. So Marie McIntyre, let's get some advice for people who might be listening to this conversation and considering something they've never considered before. You've already said, be careful. But if you do want to explore this, how do you do it in a way that doesn't jeopardize your own situation?
Well, to reduce the risk to yourself, you really have to, first of all, enlist some other people. But then the second thing is you have got to build a business case. And this means that you've got to put your emotions aside, which is the tough thing for a lot of people to do, and think about what are those problems to the organization and how does this look to top management or to the people above my boss.
Right. All right. All right, Marie, if we ask listeners to send us stories, do you think they're going to respond?
Oh, yeah. No question.
Marie McIntyre is an Atlanta-based career coach and author of Secrets to Winning at Office Politics. And Michelle, you're a little bit of a hero there in your office, but thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.